This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Make sure money's not wasted like that $55 million.
Walk up a set of stairs.
It pisses me off that the family members of these three black people, when Biden called them and said, I'm going to be at the funeral. And they were like, oh, thank you so much. Like, they're praising this man. Mm-hmm. Did you love your daughter or your son? Because I would be like, what the fuck are you going to do?
You're not invited. Stay the hell out.
What are you going to do in response? Why has nothing been done yet?
How about this? Why did this happen in the first place?
Well, that too.
Because if he had actually responded before, but I mean, that was kind of goes back to my first point. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, Trump, you know, of course he was, we might have a change there.
He was a lunatic with his finger on the button. People were scared of him.
Yeah.
Other countries respected it.
They were scared of him.
He was
and if we keep pervy Uncle Joe in there, then it's going to be more the same. And it's only going to get worse.
Well, I mean,
but the thing is, Trump is also going to be faced with how you're going to deal with this.
He only has 4 years to do it.
He only has four years. And you don't think they don't know that?
A lot of unpacking.
They know that.
Here's my take on it. I don't think that we're going to get a conservative in there for a long time because they have the power and they know they can get away with cheating. So if you have the ace, you know, in your sleeve, and they have the queen of diamonds in your sleeve, and you know you got away with it the first time, and everybody knows that you got away with it, you just do it again and again. It's never going to stop.
Crap. I mean, look at all the new voters he's bringing in through the southern border.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I've heard that they're going to give these bastards, you know, the ability to vote.
Well, some places are actually talking about that.
What was it? Was it Ohio who said, I think it was Ohio, who said that Trump can't be on the ballot?
Yeah.
Was it Ohio?
There's been a couple of them couple of states now that have removed him from the ballot. And then he went to,
How was that allowed?
And he sued. And I saw that a reversal in one where they were told, no, you can't do that. You can't remove people from the ballot.
A lot of people don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned it to my wife one day. Mm-hmm. She had no clue that that was happening.
No. It's like a lot of the lawsuits and stuff and the trials. Mm-hmm. You know, from what I heard, they're still trying to drag him through the coals about the classified data. He was actually coordinating with them to come back. He had it all in boxes, all locked away. Sure, just come on and get it. So of course they raided his place and they took it. Yeah. But then pervy Uncle Joe, from back in his time, as well as he spent it, he was sitting in his garage next to his damn car,
Corvette and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Yeah. How long have it been? It was sitting there since he was in the Senate.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, Hillary.
The Democrats do this like it's, you know, a party. We've all done it. Come on now. We're all going to.
Yeah. I mean, Hillary bleach bitted her freaking hard drive. Like, with a cloth? Yeah.
I mean, it's not what's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
No.
You know, they're
not if you're Republican or conservative.
But I mean, it's like the J6 guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them sit in jail forever.
They're going to be there.
They'll only be charged with criminal trespass. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, really, a lot of
that was about ruining your life
and disorderly conduct.
Right?
Yeah, I can't tell you exactly what New York law is, but here in Texas, if they did that, they would be charged with disrupting a
proceeding.
A proceeding, yeah, government proceeding. That's it.
Which is a misdemeanor, right? Yeah, I think
it's a class B at best.
Maybe class B at best.
That's it. You know, you get a slap on the wrist. You spend maybe 90 days in jail. That is it.
Well,
you know?
And even that would be pushing it.
That would be pushing it, yeah.
Well, our Democrat Sheriff Javier Salazar fired a lieutenant female who was at that January 6th thing. And she didn't promote violence. She didn't even participate. She filmed it. Mm-hmm. And she was there. And because he didn't like, you know, he's a Democrat, he fired her. And she's a lieutenant.
Hey, so that's got to be sexist.
Nobody likes Salazar anyway. She should have sued the hell out of him, is what she should have.
Because, I mean, that's what it's all about now. It's about pulling out the freaking
your victim card. Whatever that card may be, pull out that victim card.
In some cases, I think it's okay. Like in her case,
yeah,
you know, she was railroaded.
Well, when you're not doing, pull the card. When you're using it in the true reason that it was created, that's different.
Yeah.
But when you use it as a weapon, that's something else.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really have much of a choice because, I mean, I understand what you're saying. In her case, if we know she got fired for political reasons, okay, you can't sue for political reasons,
right?
But you sure as hell can sue because you know it's sexist, you know. That's federally protected.
And here's the thing: it was political reasons on her own time.
Yeah,
yeah,
and totally not connected to her job.
Yeah. But see, she was also just filming it, like you said. If that's the case,
that's what she was doing. She just filmed it, and you know, he just did what he did. And it doesn't surprise me because that's what you see a lot of. Mm-hmm. When we violate their narrative, then we have repercussions to deal with. If you're a conservative, it's the same thing in certain lines of work. Mm-hmm. Give you an example: certain lines of work tend to be more liberal. Than conservative. So I know of an instance that a conservative person had this particular job that is traditionally left, right? And she was on conservative websites on Facebook, you know, as conservative, blah, 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 whatever your job title is, conservative office clerk, conservative doctors, whatever, right? And they would get trolls who would lie to get into the room so they could out people who were in there. And, you know, a lot of people use their name or, you know, like Facebook, right? And so someone gained access to the group by lying and saying they were in this job line of work, whatever. And they found out her name and they went to her. The Google page, you know, like where people like they give you reviews, like Yelp or whatever it is, like for whatever service you provide. So like even doctors have that, right? Have pages where you can rate them and stuff. And so they went to her page and they proceeded to defame her on this page, that she was a racist, that she was in this group. We saw her. She's this, she's that, she's blah, 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 blah. And it got so bad that she lost, you know, people that she was seeing that were, you know, patrons of this particular service that she provided. And it started a precedent for people in that group that you can't either, you know, you have to put a fake name or you can't participate at all because there are people, nobody is your friend. And you might think that they are, and people, you know, have thousands of friends on Facebook. I don't have that many. And I do that on purpose because I need to trust the people that I'm sharing whatever I'm doing with. And up until the last year, I never had any coworkers on my Facebook. I never believed in that because I don't want anything that I do. Hey, maybe, you know, like, for instance, we were out at a concert the other day. Maybe I posted a picture of me drinking a beer, and then it ends up in the workplace because someone's like, yeah, did you see that picture of so-and-so? And she had that, you know, beer and she was, you know, she was drunk or whatever, because people make assumptions. And I never wanted that to happen. So I specifically kind of left people off. Well, I have opened the door slightly to very close members that I, you know, work with, but I'm still very cautious and I don't post anything political because I work in a job that is traditionally left. If I were to say my own personal belief, I would not have that job. I am a federal government employee in a position that is typically known to be left. And I could never divulge that because I have fear of repercussion. I know exactly that they would get rid of me. And I don't ever give my opinion and I have to listen to it. I want you to understand that I cannot voice my opinion, but I have to constantly hear the bleeding hearts, you know, and the kumbaya for all the yo-yos that we're giving freebies to. And it's irritating. And, you know, it bothers me in my profession that I have to worry about being on Facebook or any conservative site. And I just feel like we've lost sight of the fact that everyone can have an opinion. Your opinion is no more right than mine. It's no more wrong than mine. But as Americans, we can't do that anymore. We're in this generation of people who everybody's butt hurt about everything, right? Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, like that video. I like that. I like that video that you played earlier where, you know, where he says, I don't care if I offend you or something to that effect.
Yes.
Right? That's me.
Are you going to put that on?
I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put it on the podcast here later. I do not care if I offend people. I don't know if you've seen all my posts.
Oh yeah.
I don't give a shit if I offend people. My job, matter of fact, the owner is just as conservative as I am. We talk politics.
See, that's
all
probably
the time.
Good that you have that.
I don't really give a damn if I offend.
Did you hear that song by Big and Rich, Offended? Let's all be offended together.
No. I haven't heard that one.
You gotta listen to it, man. It's hilarious. It's by Big and Rich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I like this one. That one was pretty, the timing was perfect because he's got Ben Shapiro on there too, who, you know, I don't know if you saw that whacked liberal, you know, I'm this and I'm that. He was at a college giving commentary.
Yeah, I've seen,
and
I've seen
that
a
crazy
lot of his videos.
Kid comes up and he says, you don't even have sex with your wife or something, like just inappropriate shit. Because we can't disagree about anything. You know, we can't have a normal conversation that you have your opinion and I have my opinion. That doesn't exist anymore. Now it's about, well, you know, I'm triggered. I saw a video, and I didn't show you this one, but I saw one where this millennial pronoun, whatever, you know, potpourri pronoun, he saw a house and it had Trump 2024 on the garage door, and he goes up to the door, and an elderly lady, probably in her 70s, comes to the door, and he's got a sign in his hand that says Biden 2024, Biden Harris 2024, and he says, "Hi, I saw your sign from the sidewalk, and I want to put my sign next to it," and she's like, "What?" And he shows her. Well, you're putting that out, and I was triggered by that, so I want to put my Biden sign out in your yard. And she's like, "No, I don't want that anywhere near here." And then here comes the husband. So he tells the husband again, "I was triggered by that. That triggered me. So I need to put my sign next to yours. It's only fair, right? Because they're going to run against each other." And he's like, "Are you insane? Get the fuck out of here." The old man tells him, he's like, "Take your fucking sign and get out of here." And my thing is, like, this whole, you know, I'm triggered, and oh my God, my feelings are hurt, and that is the catalyst for us not to be able to have a normal discussion. I wonder what the debate club looks like these days, right?
Yeah,
because you get your feelings hurt because you're arguing for and I'm arguing against.
Yeah. And it used to be just mutual, basically mutual verbal combat, and it was productive. You learned, you know, you learned what the other side sees and how they see it and why they see it that way. But now it's, you're triggering me. My feelings are hurt. I'm going to go shoot up a school. By the way, did y'all hear about that kid? I think it was like 2 or 3 days ago, maybe, who was caught in Uvalde again, but this time not at the elementary, Robb Elementary. He was caught at the middle school with a gun.
No, I didn't hear that.
It was Friday. Might have been yesterday or the day before. He was caught with a gun.
Wow.
Yeah. So
was he threatening to shoot things up, or what was the circumstance?
Some of the parents of some of the kids there said yes. They overheard him threatening to shoot some of the kids, right? Of course, he denies every word.
Yeah.
And his parents deny it.
Well,
every word.
I have trouble believing either side, because I would need to hear that, because people are triggered by that shooting in Uvalde. So you know that there's three sides to a story, right? So I mean, not that I'm saying it's okay to carry a gun to school. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm just saying I would have to be like, I'd need to have some video or something showing me.
Well, here's the way I look at it, right? If you, well, first off, you have to be a total idiot to not know that you cannot take a gun.
And how,
to school.
How old was a kid?
Middle school. Okay. What is that? 13
so like
to
7
16,
to,
like 13 to 13 to 15.
Wait,
I
no,
guess.
I think middle school now is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Well, if it's, well, yeah. When I went to school, it was only 2 grades.
Yeah, me too. And but I think a lot of school districts now have 6, 7, and 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, with knowing what happened at Robb Elementary in the same town he's in, his parents allowed him to go take a gun, or he's not like, you know, he's 2 years old, doesn't know any better. Mm-hmm. He took a gun knowing what had happened, knowing the history of the town,
knowing the,
you know,
the hurricane it would cause.
Okay. Probably I would deem him an adult and punish him.
That could be.
Was that, what,
because
what
kids make bad decisions.
He probably wanted to be famous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at all the media that got.
Okay, but that's not the kind of fame that I would want.
Well, yeah, it's but not, I mean,
it'll go to.
But I mean, some people
treated
who
like
who
an
are,
adult. Some, well, I know somebody who's mental.
Yeah,
kind of like the people who believe they can become
what
women.
That's
a man
funny.
Who believes they can become women.
Millennials.
Yeah, one of my coworkers, his son, got that for me because he knows I make fun of millennials
I
all the time.
I just saw that. That is hysterical.
Yeah, millennials. Yeah,
that is funny. I like that.
I've never seen that. That's
I've never seen
that.
It either. That's the only one I've ever seen, and it's from the year 2000.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know, remember that was the millennial, the year 2K.
We're looking at a box of Cheerios that one of my coworkers sent.
That's really funny. I just happened to notice that when I turned back.
Yeah.
But wow, yeah, just so much going on. I want to see kind of where things land. And, you know, it's like every day I am supplied with endless amounts of TikTok videos to see all this stuff. Thankfully, there's a pretty good representation of conservatives on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm laughing and laughing because, like, that's where I saw the Ben Shapiro, mm-hmm. you know, song. And then I'm seeing, you know, where they'll say FAFO, mm-hmm. right?
What does that mean?
Okay, so that's like the acronyms for fuck around and find out.
Oh, okay.
And so like when they show Texas, mm-hmm. they'll show the armed citizens and they'll have stuff like that. And then there's also like certain things where they've divided the United States into sections, right?
Yeah.
And they're saying that each of these sections represents a district like the Hunger Games.
Okay.
Right? So some lady comes out and she's saying district 6 is up there like New York and Boston and whatever, and she's like, if it came down to the Hunger Games, District 6 would have y'all's asses, and she's talking shit, right? Mm. So this guy, he's showing you what she's saying, and then he's like, girl, you need to get right. He's like, first of all, Texas and its southern borders, he goes, Texas is like its own state. He said,
own
you know,
country.
they are full, or yeah, its own country.
Yeah.
He said, they have most of the guns in the America, you know, United States. He said, and then their neighbor, Arkansas, is where all the resources are. They have all their, and that's the headquarters for Walmart. Good luck. We ain't shipping anything out to anybody outside of our district. And so it's created like entertainment value for sure.
Yeah.
But in a, you know, on a serious note, I'm concerned to see where this ends up for us. But yeah, so I'll be sending you stuff that I keep getting because I always have like little things being sent. So we probably need to touch base on this like in a few weeks and see kind of where it's at. But they're saying that Trump is number one in, you know, leading the pack. That
he's not showing up to most of the stuff anyway.
I know.
He's still
he doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to in leading the pack. Yeah.
Yeah. And then. The only person who was, you know, showing, like giving him some trouble was Nikki Haley, and she is a closet Democrat. Mm-hmm. You know that, right?
Yeah,
I've heard.
She's on board with this whole, you know, crisis at the border bullshit. But I'm interested to see how that pans out. And I'm interested to see exactly which states, I mean, other than the ones that are obvious, like Florida, that kind of thing. To see who stands with Texas, which ones have pledged things for Texas. I think it would be interesting to see where that comes from. Like, which sides of the country? Is that strictly in the South? Is that, do we have some outlier over here or over here?
Well, I don't think it's going to be an unfair election. I don't think it's going to be fair.
No.
Absolutely not.
100%.
No, if it's not going to be fair, it's going to be like last time around where it's going to go to a Democrat. So if this continues, the only thing I see happening, logically happening, is us trying to secede, right?
Yeah.
And if that happens, there's going to be a lot of destruction.
Yeah.
And I don't want to see that. I saw the movie Gone with the Wind after they had the Civil War there, right, in Atlanta and all these places. And I don't want something like that to happen.
Yeah.
I would very much like to secede, but I don't want that destruction to happen. That's Ricky Midnight's take on this. I don't think any of us want that.
Yeah. But when you draw the line in the sand,
yeah, it's gonna.
What
happen.
Side are you gonna be on? And that's the.
I'm gonna be on the side with most guns.
Yeah, well, and that's what they say. You know, we have enough land and enough citizens to be our own country. Yeah. We actually, I think they said we had more than Australia. Mm-hmm. I think is what they were saying.
Yeah. As far as
and
what?
As far as people and resources. Mm-hmm. And guns and that kind of, like, we could do that now.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, and it's also scary because nobody wants to fight another U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody wants to do that. And you know, and I think what you're saying is very relevant in that he's pitting us against each other.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Absolutely.
You know? And so I don't know.
I mean, that's been in the works for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. I think Obama's just sitting back grinning.
Well, Obama's the one pulling the strings for Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard a lot of people say that it's Obama in there.
Remember what I said? Biden's a meat sack.
Yeah.
They're literally a hand of his ass that's working the mouth.
He's the Manchurian candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Obama's the one back there whispering the secret word to him to
make him
say what he wants.
That is.
But,
yeah.
The Manchurian.
Yeah.
Candidate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's anyway, but yeah, Obama's the one back there pulling the strings. He has to be.
Yeah.
This is his third term.
No matter how you look at it, he is the American hating Kenya born.
He always has been.
Asshole.
He always has been.
He should never have been president. He was not legally allowed to become president.
Yeah.
But they made him president. He's
definitely the pro-Iranian one. And and look at everything that's going on.
ISIL.
Yeah, yeah. That's
my boy's in ISIL.
Yeah. You have what? Plane loads of freaking money going to Iran.
Yeah.
You know, he took Pervy Uncle Joe. He removed all the restrictions we had on Iran, and They're just going through the roof.
They don't respect us.
No, nobody respects. Nobody respects.
There's no fear there. There's
no
fear.
Nobody. I mean, look at what he's doing to Israel.
We used to be the biggest kid on the block.
Yeah.
And everybody respected us because they knew that we weren't going to fuck around.
Well, think about this.
We're neutered. They've neutered us.
Trump did the Abraham Accords. Okay? It is the first time ever that you actually had Arab countries signing an agreement, basically a peace agreement, with Israel. Then old pervy Uncle Joe gets in there. What happens to it? It all goes to shit.
Yeah.
It's because nobody respects us.
And what I can't see is how come Democrats and liberals can't see that? It's in their face.
You cannot.
And they still can't see it.
There's none so blind as those who will not see.
Yeah.
And that's it. Because there's been so much. So much negativity, so much hate. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have a sitting president sit there and say MAGA Republicans are the enemy,
and what he said about Texas too,
and a bunch of redneck cowboys down there, you have this narrative nonstop. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, if you tell a lie often enough, it becomes the truth, and that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You have these people being fed that horseshit, and they believe it. I mean, look at the Never Trumpers. You actually have people believing, oh my God, he's going to set the place on fire. He's going to start World War III. Well, what the hell are we in now?
Yeah.
So he's going to start World War III. Oh my God. He's going to line people up and shoot them. And, you know, people actually believe that.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
They actually believe this. And I have no idea where that's coming from.
I told you, I had a customer ask me, you know, are these things really happening? Stuff at the border, invaders coming in, you know, Chinese nationals coming in, terrorists coming across our border. Is it really happening? Like, yeah. I mean, are you living under a rock? I mean, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I didn't tell a customer that. Yes, absolutely. You need to listen to a conservative radio station. If you don't believe it, after you hear it, then that you're never going to believe it. But if you hear the truth and you open your eyes, then yeah, you're probably going to be just as pissed off about these people coming over the border as I am, you know? And a lot of people, you know, don't. Like I was telling you earlier about the finding the feces and all that stuff. I told my friend about this, and all he did was laugh. He goes, well, it doesn't affect me. That's what his response was. It doesn't affect me.
And see, that's the thought process nowadays.
It affects my family. It affects my mom.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thought process nowadays. And that's the reason why Abbott's sending all these illegal aliens. I refuse to call them immigrants because they never did anything to immigrants.
They're not asylum seekers.
They're illegal aliens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But with him sending all these illegal aliens to these places, that's what's making them see. Mm-hmm. That's what's waking them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like she said, if he hadn't have done that, it'd still be the same.
Yeah.
It would still be the same.
That was very, very good strategy on Abbott's part and very smart to play it out this way because he drew attention to a problem that the federal government denies exists, right? So, not in my backyard, right? It's okay to stay in Texas and make Texas spend all of its money taking care of these people that are, you know, you don't know that they're murderers, gang members, whatever, because none of them have been vetted. As long as it's Texas's problem, we're okay with that. But when it becomes their problem, now we're making resolutions that say we're going to fine and arrest and impound the buses that are transporting, forcing Texas's hand to lease these charter these flights. So they've been doing that.
And personally, I think Abbott, any of those blue states, just start shipping them. It doesn't matter which
that's
one.
That's a good idea, too.
Just start shipping them. Any blue state, just send them
there. The loudest mouths are Chicago, New York.
Yep.
I think the loud ones should be hit first.
Have you guys been to Austin lately?
Uh-huh. Yeah. We were there the other day.
That's right. The concert.
People's yes. Republic, yes.
I just came from there this morning, and there's tents in the median. The grass median?
Yes.
You know where we were talking? Whenever we were talking about that Holiday Inn, you drive that interstate corridor, you know, underneath that ramp, you go that way.
Lots
you
had of crash. You I had do it all the time, yeah.
Yep, you just head that way.
There's tents all over there.
Actually, there's not even tents. They're just people laying on the street. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the way to work, and I've seen people just throwing trash in the street.
Have you seen over there where 35 meets, I believe it's I-10?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. And they have condos, pretty much.
Yeah.
They have condos. And there's one particular one where I think he's the condo leader because he has the biggest condo.
Mm-hmm.
But these are pretty much like condos, you know, cardboard condos. Yeah. But they're condos and they're just living there and they shit all over the place. Mm-hmm. They throw their soda cans, their Whataburger cups. Everything's just trashing the shit of our city, making it look like a third world country.
It does.
Because, you know, Biden wants their vote. That's basically what it comes down to. He wants their vote. Well, I'm and Obama's happy that it's destroying America. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see, because they just did that point in time count where they go out and count all the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's required by the federal government that cities that receive federal bennies count these homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And so San Antonio, it's usually like 3 days in January, toward the end of January. And they have volunteers from all these different organizations. Like, you know, SAM Ministries or Center for Healthcare Services, the places that work with these homeless populations. And so these volunteers are, and some people are volunteered, but then others are voluntold.
Mm-hmm.
And so they download this app through the homelessness, the SARA people, right? The San Antonio Regional Alliance for Homelessness, and you go to these encampments, and they're accompanied by a San Antonio police officer, because of course things can be very dangerous, and they count them at night up until midnight. They start in the morning, they have three shifts, and it goes all the way up till midnight. And so these volunteers are required to count the people. If they don't want to talk to you, it's considered an observation, somebody you believe to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're asleep, They don't want you to wake them up.
And what's the purpose behind this again?
Because the city receives federal funding.
Well, it's like the COVID thing.
For the numbers of homeless that are counted. So do you see the scam? More we let them attract,
that's something.
The more funding that the federal government is going to give this city.
So meanwhile, your streets have potholes and look like shit. Yeah. They're lined with concrete barricades that just barely enough room for vehicles to get through.
Yeah.
And we're getting federal money for homeless, for illegal aliens.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, it's a money and numbers game that people who are not privy to some of the ways that federal funding is captured, they would not know that. But I'm interested to see the numbers that come in because it's supposed to be released, right? That it's since it's a federal thing, usually the city of San Antonio will release the number of homeless that they counted to compare it to the year previous, because obviously if there's more, then
we need
more
money.
And mind you, there, I guarantee you there wasn't enough people to count all of the homeless camps.
Yeah.
Because you drive along any of these corridors, the 35, 37, I-10, whatever corridor you want to choose.
Supposedly they were targeting known encampments. And then there were people who also focused on the downtown area. And all they did was walk around, drive to different points. And it was some of the days, you know, the 9 p.m. until or 8 p.m. until like midnight, people, you could be seen driving around and hopping out of vehicles and counting the, you know, because the homeless would sleep in the doorways of all those wonderful buildings that are downtown that, you know, like are closed at the time, or they'd be sleeping in like courtyard areas, or some sleeping like in the alcove at San Fernando, things like that. And so they were specific to grids, right? So they divide the city up into grids. And then based on that grid, the known homeless encampments, the officers that are familiar. So the city is using city resources, right? So to get federal government money, because these officers are assigned to carry these volunteers, accompany from place to place, right? Just to make sure they don't get shanked or whatever else happens, right? So the officers they selected were specific to a certain area, so that those officers knew where to take these volunteers to find the most homeless, right? We don't want you wasting time, Rick, in an area where there's only four homeless. We want you to go to the place where there's a lot of homeless, because the more people you count, Rick, the more money the city's going to make. Yeah. We don't care about this officer's, you know, $60 an hour overtime. That's okay. That's a little tiny amount. Yeah,
that's right. That's overtime money.
$60 overtime. We don't care about that, because the money that we get
that's your tax
targeting
money.
Targeting the largest collection of homeless people gets us more federal money.
So I'm assuming most of that money just goes to people's pockets, because I'm not seeing anything happening worthwhile.
Goes to Haven.
It's the same size building. Has it changed? Has anything changed?
No.
Because when I used to take people there, I mean, you sleep on a freaking mattress on the concrete floor.
I'm just saying.
That mattress is full of.
I'm just saying.
If you're in the courtyard, they do have inside stuff, but you have to be willing to be in treatment programs, because those are usually treatment programs.
Yeah.
And then there's also stuff that's reserved specifically for veterans. And there's stuff that's reserved specifically.
Well, that's federal money there.
Yes, exactly.
Just a different pot.
Some of those beds are promised, like they have to keep so many beds open in Haven for veterans. So
that's VA money.
That's going to be VA money coming in, right? And then a lot of the, that program is funded through the Housing and Urban Development. That's why those people all participate in counting those homeless people. Everybody gets a dip. We've all got carrots and the ranch dips in the middle, and every one of us gets a bit.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how that is.
And I would imagine those NGOs that keep everybody keeps talking about probably gets a dip. Like that one that's running, what is that, the SAM Ministries?
Yes.
So, I mean, then they get money.
And those people are out the ones out there counting. There's a lot. And who's to say that you didn't just enter things randomly to count more than you actually saw?
Well, they did that to the election.
So well, and that's
why
what I'm saying.
They do it to this? Like, they can get away with it. You
it's
know?
It's the power of human error.
Or count,
human,
think, or count the same one 4 or 5 times.
Do you think anybody in this administration is going to say, "Well, we don't like your count, recount it"? Do you think they're going to care? No. You know, as long as you keep them down there in your town, your state, away from us, we'll send you money. Just it, you know, just keep them away. Keep them away.
When
from
we
us.
Were in Austin just a couple of days ago, we were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we said, and we were at the Moody Center, which is close to, it's actually the UT campus, right? Mm-hmm. So the Moody Center belongs to UT and they have games there and those kinds of things. And so, the area is a shithole.
You want to see a really bad shithole? I mean, in Austin, go further north, heading towards Pflugerville, heading that way. It gets way worse. It gets way worse because we have customers up that way, and these camps are huge. Yep. And that is nothing compared to, you know, Eagle Pass or Del Rio or, you know, in these border towns. That's nothing compared to that.
Yeah, our daughter used to live in Pflugerville.
Yeah.
So I had made that drive quite a few times. And now she lives in Round Rock, which is a little less of that. But even if we went to walk around the park right there in the it's not the Grove. What is it called? The Domain. The Domain in Austin. Where there's access to like the lake out there.
Oh, you're
walking
what
used trails.
To be called Town Lake? That
park
there?
So.
Okay.
So that's where we talked about this in the other podcast where my grandson had my hand and then my husband was on the other side and he's like, Grandma, and there was a homeless guy on the ground, but we didn't know if he was drugged up or he was just asleep or whatever. And we're trying to walk around him, and my grandson's like, Grandma, I think he's dead. He's dead. Yeah, because they were laying everywhere. But if you walked around, and that's what we were doing, we were out enjoying the sunshine. We'd all gone to brunch, and you know, we walked across from the Domain, and we like to watch people out there on the canoes and whatever, and we like to just go for family walks. And so we were walking, and it was just homeless everywhere, and tents all along that river or the lake bank. And I mean, it just made something that could have been very pleasant, very awful, because they had trash everywhere. They had, you know, just, they used the bathroom, their clothes are hanging on the bushes, and it was just, and they welcome that. That's acceptable there in Austin. And it's acceptable here. That's why, you know, like he was saying,
it's not acceptable to me.
That 35 corridor, I have to drive that too, right? And I see it all the time. Every morning when I'm going to work, sometimes they're, you know, they've got like a little encampment set up under the freeway right there. And like, I don't know.
You know, these nice walking paths that the city paid like a buttload of money to put throughout the city. Try those too. I mean,
oh, yeah, because we did see that when we went walking. Oh, yeah. Some of the parks that we went walking to, like over in the Alamo Ranch area, they had some new parks out there.
Yeah.
And we went to walk around, and the homeless people deviated from the walking trail, and they created these like little towns.
Yeah.
And it just shit and trash everywhere, and old mattresses, and like, if it wasn't there, they drug it there, and then it was everywhere. And the city, you know, that's maintained by the city. So our taxpayer dollars are used to fix that, to haul that garbage away. So, you know, I mean,
and repair all the damage done.
Yeah.
I know I've driven downtown. I drive a Sprinter van for work, right? I've driven downtown, and I've had them walk in front of me.
Oh yeah. No.
And jaywalking is not a bad thing. It's illegal. It's just a little ticket or slap on the wrist. But they walk right in front of my vehicle where I have to slam on the brakes or run them over. I've had that a couple of times. I've had a few times where they walk in front of my vehicle, parallel to my vehicle, as slow as they can walk. So I have to go go around them, go into oncoming traffic lane to go around them. I've had them do that before too.
Yeah.
What's that McDonald's heading south? Oh, there along the
access. On the corner. It's off of Houston Street.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That building that right one, next to the McDonald's is, yeah, is where yeah, that guy.
Yeah. That one early in the morning, mm-hmm, like 7.
They're just trying to get work, Jeff.
Oh man.
It's, they stand in the corner. I don't exactly know if you know how that goes, but I used to have
yeah, they stand there in the corner
every morning.
Oh yeah.
Building, yeah. You know, I mean, down that area. But every morning I would drive past that, mm-hmm, at about, I want to say like 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And there'd be like all the illegals that were standing there in a crowd because, mm-hmm, work trucks would, oh, drive, yeah, by, mm-hmm, and they would say, hey, I need 4 workers, they work or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, I know it was bad enough before all these illegals came over. All those day workers were standing there all, yeah, the time.
Yeah.
But I can only imagine how, well, bad it
the
is
the building
now
that's behind that McDonald's, as, mm-hmm, you go down Houston to Frio, mm-hmm, they were sleeping because there's an overhang there, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, that a lot of times, yeah, that, the homeless people will be like in the alcoves.
Are you talking the building right behind McDonald's?
Yes.
That's the Alamo College's building that I used to, that, okay, that I was, okay, telling about.
So they put a fence around it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because, okay, to keep people off that sidewalk.
I did not know that.
Yeah, okay, so there was a fence around that building. Mm-hmm. And then on the left side, whatever those buildings were, mm-hmm, and then the next building was like the entrance to Golden Star.
Chinese, yeah, restaurant, yeah.
Okay. But there's buildings before Golden Star's, mm-hmm, entrance.
They were abandoned so for a long time.
They had to put fencing around, mm-hmm, that too, because the whole sidewalks on that street were lined, mm-hmm, and with people. And then, you know, if you keep going straight, after you get to Frio, if you keep going straight, you know, the Via is, mm-hmm, right here, the Via,
oh, that's
main
horrible
one. And then that building, mm-hmm, that's across, like on the left here, mm-hmm, that's where they arrested a whole bunch of, like, they had a big drug bust in there. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, getting into the building and stuff. And there's nothing but homeless people down there. The streets are lined
with them.
I can
imagine how bad it is there at the UTSA.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's some new buildings down there.
Yeah.
It, you know, I graduated from UTSA downtown, mm-hmm, and it was bad, but they never really came. We didn't have a lot. I mean, we had a couple of times because I had evening classes, and I do remember, like, people's cars were getting broken into,
yeah,
or they found, because those homeless people, mm-hmm, you know, that since that's a state school, they leave the doors unlocked, mm-hmm, at all hours, mm-hmm, until late at night. And so my fear, because it happened a few times, was going into the bathroom and those homeless people were in there, mm-hmm, taking showers and stuff out of the sink. And, yeah, so they, campus police put in extra like panic buttons, mm-hmm, because a lady went into the bathroom, and on the side that faces Pico de Gallo, mm-hmm, right there in that building, yeah, the lady went into that bathroom there, which is kind of hidden back down the hallway, and there was a male in the restroom.
Oh wow.
So yeah, yep. And so even under the bridge at 35 on the other side of UTSA, mm-hmm, right there where there's parking for like UT, you know, where that,
it's that high rise parking. Yeah.
No, under the bridge, under the, oh, the under highway. The, under the highway. The,
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
A friend of mine was parked there, mm-hmm, and she made a mistake and left her car unlocked. She went out and she started the, yeah, vehicle, mm-hmm, and then a head popped up. There was a homeless guy in,
oh,
her,
wow,
car.
In her vehicle?
In her vehicle.
Wow. Did he try to hurt her or anything?
She started screaming and ran out, and this was during the day, and it just so happened, you know, that building that's right there that you used to pay, you get your registration, mm-hmm, at, that's the on the access.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, but the Pecos La Trinidad building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
there.
Mm-hmm.
So Javier Salazar and two of his sheriff's officers happened to be crossing in that crosswalk, mm-hmm, to go into that Pecos La Trinidad building when, mm-hmm, this occurred. They heard her screaming. And the officers went and got this guy. But yeah, I mean, he could have stabbed her to death. He could have done anything. He could have just reached around and put his hand on her mouth.
Did they beat the living shit out of him, which is what they should have done?
Well, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Kinder, gentler, sir. Come on.
You know, yeah, what are they going to do? But that's a real problem in that area.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm, that's why I said I find it ironic that the point in time, mm-hmm, it's called a pit count, mm-hmm, right? That pit count is connected to the number of people that they see, and that, you know, like, they're sending you to specific encampments, right? Mm-hmm. And so just counting the homeless in general, they known encampments, So I feel like that's already saying that it's rigged. You know what I mean? It's like we're going to go to the largest ones. Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what develops from that. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm very unhappy with the things that are happening to
I think
our
city, most of us
our
are.
Country. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And I think me as well as a lot of other people are developing a hatred for the Democrat and liberal mindset.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with them before, but it's become a hatred, you know, for their mindset because they are running down my country. It's like that song from Merle Haggard, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the fighting side of me, you're running down my country, you know, and it, or like that song. What was that? Try that in a small town. You know,
yes.
You know? Oh, by the way, I don't know if I ever mentioned it to y'all. Back when BLM was riding here in San Antonio, and it was going from Chicago, and it started moving down, finally got to San Antonio. Just so happened that I drove out there to my mom's country home, right? Drove out there, and there was a meeting. It looked like what's that song by Neil Diamond? Where he sings about the preacher, you know? It looked like one of those meetings.
Like a revival?
Almost. It looked like one of those meetings. It was in a huge open field, and I saw a few cop cars there, and I saw a whole bunch of pickup trucks, four-wheel drive pickup trucks and stuff like that. And I'm sure they were discussing, when those bastards come over here, meaning Black Lives Matter, when those bastards come over here, we're going to take care of business. We're not going to let this shit happen to our town. They're letting happen, you know, to every other town in America. It's not going to happen in our town.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm like, yeah, you know, good, you know, go for it, you know? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, you know,
you
have a right to bear arms. I'm just saying,
you know, in rule, it's not the same. The rules are not the same in incorporated parts of the county as opposed to unincorporated parts.
Right. You're right.
So things are different. You come do that out here. In our country, you know, homes, there's going to be hell to pay, mm-hmm. you know, and that's pretty much, I'm sure, what the sheriff told them.
Yeah.
You know, just let them do what they do want to do to the city. As soon as they step outside the city, my jurisdiction, let me take over.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it was something like that. I'm sure that's what the meeting was. But.
Oh, well, what do they say? F-A-F-O. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, pretty much. And all these, you know, all these damn illegals are just. They're pressing their luck. They don't know it, but they're pressing their luck. And people are going to just finally blow. People are going to finally blow. And
well, they're already on a lot of people's nerves, so.
Well, the thing is, there's so damn many of them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They don't even know how many's here, because I think at one point they were thinking there's 12 million.
Yeah, yeah. And how many sleeper cells of terrorist groups
are you might
here.
As well triple or quadruple that amount.
Well, you heard that they stopped the trains coming over from Del Rio and Eagle Pass, right?
No, I didn't hear that. That's not a bad thing.
They had stopped the international shipping coming from across the border straight across. They stopped that about 2 weeks ago.
Would have been nice if they had done it with a 500-pounder.
What's that?
Would have been nice if they had done it with a couple 500-pounders.
Right.
You saw the video that had that, the you know, where they're guiding them on their truck from
mm-hmm.
their country
I saw
into
that.
The U.S.,
yeah.
And they said, get on top of these trains
mm-hmm.
and ride the train in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I
that
mean, you
when,
gotta do what
when
you gotta
showed
do.
Me that, when you showed me that map, and it's basically a map of from South America through Central America all the way into North America, which is Mexico all the way up through Canada, for everybody listening, or all the way up through Alaska, right? That's North America. Well, it reminded me of what they call the roadrunners. These are the people who run here in San Antonio, and they like to run on the trails and jog and, you know, stuff like that. At specific stops, they have orange juice, and they have water bottles, and they have beer. Believe it or not, beer actually puts a lot of supplements back into your body that you're losing when you're sweating and stuff. So during the summer, they actually have volunteers at tables to give them water and orange juice and you know, things like that, which is, when you pointed that out, there are stops on that map where you could get resupplied.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're coming over, and that's what you were showing me, for all the people who don't see it, but... That's what it reminded me of. You know, just stops along the Oregon Trail or American Trail.
So I don't know.
But so I appreciate you guys coming by and talking about this. It's going to be several parts. I know.
Yeah.
But I want people to hear it. There's a lot of things that are happening in our country and in our city that people are not aware of. And there's things that y'all mentioned tonight that I have not heard of or I knew anything about it. there's so many bad things that are happening that, you know, the liberal mindset just does not want to comprehend, does not want to see. Just like you said, there are none so blind that he will not see.
That's true. So, yep. Well, hopefully you can get the message out there.
Hopefully. I keep getting banned because I keep telling the truth, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've seen what I posted, like people who are transgender, you know, don't get pissed off at us if we accidentally say, sir. We're just being polite. You know, thank you, sir. I'm not saying thank you, sir, to piss you off. I'm saying thank you, sir, to be polite. That's the way I was brought up. Well, you misgendered me. No, I correctly gendered you. You're just mad. You know? So, but I get kicked off Facebook all the time for stuff like that. So,
thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.